I'd like to say in a few minutes the keenness of the Bubba Rebbe, Swissilano, and the Schwabs, and Tzadkos, the Bubba. I told you we tried to be finished by Chatzais. I think Chatzais is 101. So I usually speak now, but maybe I don't know if I should then. I'm not sure if you have things planned for this afternoon. I don't have anything planned. I mean, I'm going to see my mother, Mitz Hashem, but other than that, okay, at this point, my wife would say, all right, Moshe, talk, but try to keep it brief. So, Chevra, what I usually do this time, and I hope that we could discontinue this minhag, what I usually do is before we do the keenness of the Bubba Rebbe and Rav Schwab, of the Holocaust, I usually share some mice or something that I saw. So, what I'm going to share with you now, it just takes a few minutes to read, I'm going to share with you is something that, for the chevra here in the shul, many of you already heard. I think that I said it maybe by Yisker a few years ago. I definitely said it a few years ago, but I don't remember. I think it was by Yisker. Kippur, I think so. So please be marichal me. You'll immediately remember after 10 seconds, you'll remember. But I had since then a very strong cheshek to read this with you again. For those who haven't heard it, to hear this. This was written by a... quite a famous, Eretz Yisrael, he's a very famous Jewish writer, journalist, Yiddish, then Hebrew, Shlomo Zalman Shragai. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh. I'll read it and translate it as quickly as I can. He himself was a survivor. And he writes, Boaz v'yes Poland b'pam ha'shnia. He went back to Poland. Everybody had, he was in Eretz Yisrael, went back to Poland. So he said, Boaz v'yes Poland b'pam ha'shnia, when I was leaving the second time, it was midnight. Some of my friends who were still in Poland, they accompanied me, they walked me to the train station in Warsaw. I was standing over there with some of my chevra. There was a woman that came with a request. He said that she has a sister in Yerushalayim, and her sister is married to somebody who works in Tnuva and Rechov Yecheskel. And my father, Avi Azakena Seh Ela Ba'ois HaRakevitz, says that my sister is in Yerushalayim, and here's my father, an old man. My father, I can't leave now. But my father is leaving and going to my sister, going to Yerushalayim on this train. So she asked this Shragai, she asked him, would you mind if you could to bring him into your into the train? What's it called? Into a compartment in the train. To try to switch the ticket, to bring him into your compartment, in order they should be with another Jew. I mean, the train's not going straight to Yerushalayim, you understand? You can't do that. Making stops, eventually, who knows? But at least on this leg of the trip, to be with my father, he should be with a Yid. She said, of course. He said, of course. So we went, and I arranged it. I was able to switch, and I brought the woman's father and his suitcase is into me. His suitcase says it. Had a little bit into the compartment. And he said, I looked at his face. It was gaunt and yellow. And he had a white beard. Einayim me'utzavos. Very sad eyes. So I tried to ask him, Stayid, from Bikim Stayid, me, Uma, as Jews talk to each other, Shosak filay onadav, he didn't answer anything I asked him. So shatakti afani. So he didn't want to make conversation, so I was quiet. After a while, he asked me, Lazar loy leftoach es ha-mizvada shlo, he asked me to help him take the suitcase and to open it. And I looked inside when I opened, I saw there was a shofar. Some candlesticks, a Havdalah candle, a Talisman Tefillin. Kama Svarim. Some Svarim. And a change of clothing. He said, Hoytzi lai seif an Omer Limelech. The soldier takes out an Omer Limelech. And he looked at it. Ian Bar. Loi nisisi li ikanis ita lasicha. I didn't try to talk to him. Ki higashti shizeloi l'ritzayna. I felt that he wasn't interested in conversation. He said, before I lie down on the bench to sleep, he said that the trains there in Poland didn't have any cushions. It was just a board. Before I put my head down to sleep, I took something to drink. I guess the stewardess didn't come around with anything. I took something to drink, and I asked him, would he like to have something to drink? He didn't speak. He just nodded. I poured him. And after he drank, now I don't know if it was water or schnapps, but it could be it was schnapps because it says he began to talk. So, might be there was schnapps. I mean, what do you take with you for an emergency? His chila seicheach iti, he began to talk to me. Vesipali b'kitzu shuma Galicia. He's not from Warsaw, he's from Galicia. Chosid bells. A bells of chosid. Svayomim old. Agam svat tzaris. Filled with years and filled with tzaris. The girl of fun I call Masha Orvalov Tachel Shultain shall hit the Yamashim. And he told me his whole story, what he went through under Hitler Yamashim. He said he lost his wife, he lost the other children, and he has two of these girls that survived. And he talks about how he was saved. Vata Oilahu Laret Sachayim. He's going, he wants to die in Yerushalayim. And then he was silent. Hivsik v'nodam lehimshich. Nisha yoshev otzav einayim. He sat there with sad eyes. Achrei shtikum dakas, after a silence that was oppressive, an unbearable silence. Yatzasi minatei. So the writer says, I got out of the compartment. I had to walk out. I couldn't stay there. B'shuvi, when I came back, mitzasi v'shatuach l'asaf. So when I came back, I found he was lying on the bench. So I also lie down. I couldn't close my eyes. All my thoughts were on this person that was lying down across from me and the things that I had heard from him. Before sunrise, Im Shachar, it was just that time. Kamti Lispalo, I got up to Davin, the writer says. Lifnei Shiakonsi Brakevis Noisim Lo Yehudim, because there are going to be a lot of goyim coming into this train by the next stop. Heish Mimuli Loi Konvaleza, but the old man didn't get up, he didn't move. Even though he didn't sleep, he saw that his eyes were open. After davening, I took out from my bag something to drink and something to eat. And I asked him, would you like to have something? He didn't answer. Some hours went by, and I asked him again. And he said, I'll have a drink. But he didn't say another word. He looked a little bit safer by Mikzos, and he sat with Shosak. His silence was horrible. It brought me to a terrible feeling of depression. I didn't know what to do. It was already late in the day. And all of a sudden, the old man began to speak. And he didn't doubt. It was getting dark. And he said, Kol ma shovar alai, v'achre kol ma she'en ayro, after all that I went through and all that I saw, v'Hashem lo yivichem v'lo yichomal. Hashem didn't have any rachmanis on me. Echdamet nisht. Lo espal alaylov. I'm not davening. Argiza gamani. He hurt me. I know how to hurt him too. That's what he said. He hurt me. I could hurt him. That's what this Belzer Chassid said. Shatakti v'lo anisim u'uma. I didn't say anything. Anochi esparza mi libi. Krechts came out of me, but I didn't say anything. And he was silent again. And he said, Kimat hechshich, it was just about dark. And I was getting my things ready, the author writes, to get off in Prague. The old man was, as the daughter told me, was continuing on to Paris. He was going to go from Paris. I was getting off for the next stop, was in Prague. Vini Bikshani Pisaim. Lazalo hurried us from his veda. He asked me suddenly to take down his suitcase. Hoitzis a talis for tefillin. He took out his talis and tefillin. Esatib a talis and nech tefillin vomel espal. He put in his talis and tefillin and he davened. Nidhamti. I was astonished. Me ashinu hapis oimi from the sudden change. Like zeis oshiv alibi. I didn't say anything. After he finished davening, Pasach Vomar, he said, listen to what he said. It would be much better to say in Yiddish, but this is what he said, translated into the Hebrew. Al pidin, any tzarech l'espal. Al pidin, I don't have to daven. Ram. However, v'chia kol yochel, en azokuk, en roi l'achmonis, he says, do you think that the Kol Yochel, that the Creator, is himself not in a pathetic state? He doesn't need Rachmanis. It's not a Rachmanis for him. What does he have anymore in the world? Who's left for him in the whole world? Sofkosof, Richam Alai, Sofkosof, with all that he did to me, he had Rachmanis on me, Menashati Bechaim, and I lived. Zaki Usharachim Gamani Olaf, so Mehela, I should also have some Rachmanis on him. And that's why I got up to Davin. Lachin Kamti Liz Blalti, that's why I got up and I Davin. See, Mr. Verf, he was finished talking. But tears were pouring from his eyes. He was screaming, and I cried together with him. Me parted with tears. Mitoch Brocha. Shros be Yishalayim to see Shalom Yishalayim. Viniskel Abyss Mashiach. Tmunim is Azazu. This shocking picture, this memory. Leitimachim in any La'olam, Shragi writes that it'll never be erased. It can't leave me. To this day, I always hear his words ringing in my head. Achmanus. Achmanus. It's also Achmanus from Baruch Shalom, from the Baruch Shalom. Suvi Kaycha Shalomun. This is the strength of Jewish faith. That's what we say by the Hoshanas and Evo Har Yeshia. So Achmanus. The Jews is Achmanus Vashem is Baruch. For the first night of Shavuos, my son-in-law Binyamin, Zal Gezun Zayin, told the story about his grandfather, Reb Moshe, who was zeicher to have the pleasure of being together with him, the family, for a few years, till he was nifter a few years ago. Reb Moshe Tepfer, the Chon Lefach. He's the kind of a person that even before he said anything, you fell in love with him. You know, he didn't have to even say anything. Once he spoke, you were hopelessly in love. that was one of the greatest moments of my life also, when my father, when they became a chutan, the two of them. He, by the way, davened in the same shul as my father's chavrusa. So it all comes together. And Binyam told a story that touched me very deeply. And I'm just repeating for the chavrusa that weren't there, but the night of Shavuos, Binyamin put into the context of the Torah that he said that was so beautiful. But I had a cheshek to say it now when we finish kinas. That it was the end of the Melchama, the war was over. And, you know, everybody was trying to find their way, find somebody. And Binyamin said that his grandfather, Zechron Levracha, wanted to be a Shana Rabbah with the Satmar Rebbe, so ceiling. And there were other Jews who felt the same way. And Satmar Rebbe's Hoshanas were famous even before the war. I was lucky to be a Shana Rabbah a number of times in Williamsburg. If you ever heard such a thing, if you ever saw such a thing, it cannot be described in words. What was Hoshana Rabbah by the Satmar Rebbe. And Rav Moshe said that he remembered that the Satmar Rebbe told a marshal of a father and son who were walking. It was taking a long time. He said, we have to go someplace. You're correct me, but you're sitting right here. And I called before Yontif to make sure I got it right, but I can still get it wrong. That there were a father and a son are walking far. He kept on telling the kids, getting upset, when are we going to get to the city? When are we going to get to the city? The father says, a little bit longer, a little bit more, a little bit further. When are we going to get there? You know how children could be. When are we going to get there? When we get there, it's hard. And I'm tired. I can't continue. And the truth is that the father is also very tired. Then suddenly, the Satmar Rebbe says that suddenly, in the distance, the father points and says to the child, look over there, you see? There's the cemetery. There's the Beis HaChaim, the cemetery. And if the cemetery is there, the Beis HaChaim is there, it means that we just have to go a little bit further, past the cemetery. And that's where the city is. That's where home is. That's where we'll be. And I think that Binyamin's grandfather said that they were crying when they heard this. It was a big bechias. And that his grandfather said that he got a lot of chizik from that, right? That's what you told me. That marshal gave him a lot of chizik to continue on with life. Meaning the Rebbe was saying this, that after the cemetery, there's life. Only Jews call the cemetery a Beis HaChaim. But after the cemetery, there's Yerushalayim. Start again. He was telling this to all the Jews. They were lost everything. And there's a little bit further, just a little bit further. We already saw the cemetery. We already saw the guest chambers. We already saw the crematorium. Just to continue on a little bit further. After I heard this story, I was very shaken up by it, especially since I knew the person who told it. And I kept it in my mind, and I saw a few weeks ago I saw in a sefer that after the Melchama, when the Rebbe was already in Williamsburg, there was a Tzibach Yid, another survivor who came. Lost everything, he had nothing. He came to the Rebbe, he was crying to the Rebbe. The Rebbe told him the Pasuk in the third parak of Kehelis. V'elukim yivakesh es nirdav. The meaning of the Pasuk, V'elukim yivakesh es nirdav, this loosely translated as Hashem stands up for the underdog. Alakim Yavakesh is near the takes care of those yivakesh. He helps those who are near dafim, who are the underdogs. So the man thought that the Rebbe was telling him, you know, you had a rough time, God should help you. That's not what the Rebbe said. Listen to what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said, V'elokim yivakesh, that bakosha is a loshen, yivakesh loshen of begging, of asking. The Rebbe said, Elokim yivakesh, as nirdaf means that the Baruch Shalom is begging you. He's begging you. Hashem Zbach Beitzich, some mensch, that the Baruch Shalom is begging a Jew. Va'atev ra'abissel. Wait a little bit long. Noch good sein. Wait a little bit longer, it's going to be good, but noch good sein. It's going to be good, you'll see it's going to be good. The Baruch Shalom is begging the Jewish people now. Tisha B'Av Tavshin Pei Beis. Each one with his own inyanim, and all of us. Because I know it's easy to be cynical. It's easy to say, Nacha Tisha B'Av, yeah. Vate Rabis. The Baruch Shalom is saying to us, Vate Rabis, wait a little bit longer. I'm amazed that you've waited this long, but Rabis, a little bit longer. But not good sein. It's going to be good. Shemesh Baruch should help us. We should see that. And that all of those who went through so much, who are still alive, there are Moshe Tefers, and there are Moshe Weinbergers that are here anymore, and a lot, there's very few that are left. But those few who are left, that they should be zeichet to see ready that place after the Beis HaChaim. And all of us should be zeichet to see that. With the blessing of Amitis, and maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.